A 7-year-old boy sits in a barber's chair at Northlake Mall in 1985, watching his reflection transform under Curtis's skilled hands. Suddenly, chaos erupts. A man sprints past, clutching a screaming child. Without hesitation, Curtis drops his clippers mid-cut and bolts toward the door. Within seconds, a motley crew assembles: two lanky white teenagers, a businessman in an expensive suit, a heavy-set black man, and Curtis himself. All strangers, all running in the same direction, united by a singular human impulse. They caught the kidnapper. Years later, Carlos Whitaker would realize this moment contained the blueprint for our fractured world. Humans instinctively band together for good when we strip away everything that divides us. But somewhere between that Atlanta afternoon and today's landscape of political tribalism and social media echo chambers, we've forgotten this fundamental truth about who we are. You are Mexican, not black. Carlos heard this throughout childhood, even as he stared at his afro in the mirror and noticed his father's unmistakably black features. Questions about grandparents from Providencia, a Caribbean island off Colombia, were met with unusual intensity. You are not black, Carlos. The firmness made young Carlos stop asking. In 2019, an Ancestry.com test revealed he's 72% Nigerian. The confrontation that followed unveiled a painful protection. His father had hidden Carlos's black identity to shield him from 1980s Atlanta racism. This revelation illuminated something profound. Knowing our full identity, including the parts we've buried or had buried for us, is essential to being fully human. This truth crystallized during a Beijing trip with Losia, Carlos's Korean-born adopted son. At the Detroit airport gate, Carlos noted something extraordinary: a unique grin spreading across Losia's face as demographics shifted to predominantly Asian travelers. In 13 years, this was only the third time his son had been surrounded by more people who looked like him. In Beijing, Losia walked with newfound confidence. The crystallizing moment came when Carlos struggled to hail a cab. Losia stepped forward. "Dad, it's okay to feel different here. I'll hold your hand and then everyone will know you belong." Immediately, a cab stopped. Being seen isn't just about individual recognition. It's about belonging, about having your full identity acknowledged and embraced. In March 2020, Carlos planted a 14-foot inflatable Santa in his yard with a sign, "Ho, ho, hope, we got this." Children pointed, elderly neighbors smiled through windows, healthcare workers paused for photos. A ridiculous decoration created ripples of joy through an anxious community. In the hotel hallway, Carlos heard a housekeeper singing beautifully. He complimented her and posted a video to Instagram. It went viral, leading to performance opportunities and inspiring thousands to notice hidden talents around them. Love doesn't require perfect circumstances. It happens when we choose to see others and acknowledge their humanity. Jesus saw those others ignored: women, the poor, despised Samaritans. He ate with tax collectors, touched lepers, defended the condemned. Modern examples mirror this: business owners hiring formerly incarcerated individuals, neighbors organizing meal trains, students befriending isolated classmates. None requires special skills or resources, just willingness to look beyond comfort zones and respond with uncomplicated kindness. Compassion demands action, not just feeling. Studies show lower-income individuals give higher percentages of their income to charity than the wealthy. When Carlos's mother fell ill with COVID-19, strangers from his online communities sent care packages and organized meal trains regardless of political differences. Crisis stripped away artificial barriers, revealing shared humanity. Jesus's parable of the lost sheep offers a different model. Extend compassion beyond comfortable circles to the forgotten and overlooked. True compassion means showing people they're loved regardless of whether they return, requiring vulnerability and risking rejection. When wildfires threatened his in-laws' California home, Carlos hesitated to ask for help on social media, fearing rejection from followers who had distanced themselves over his racial justice advocacy. Within 5 minutes of posting, a man who had previously disagreed with him politically offered evacuation assistance. Human connection transcended ideological boundaries when vulnerability created space for it. Crisis reveals our shared humanity, but only when we're courageous enough to ask for help and humble enough to offer it across divides. The pandemic forced humanity from 100 miles per hour to 3 miles per hour. People reconnected with fundamentals, baking, gardening, noticing neighbors. Air quality improved, wildlife returned. This forced deceleration revealed that our modern pace isn't compatible with our nature. Constant access to infinite information has eliminated wonder, that essential human capacity that thrived when imagination-filled gaps Google now instantly answers. For most of history, people functioned within local scales, knowing their communities, focusing on nearby problems. To reclaim wonder, take walks without phones, occasionally travel without GPS. Getting lost opens our senses, creating opportunities for human interaction. Carlos's love for birds began when he rescued a baby robin, deepening during quarantine with nesting cameras. During overwhelming anxiety, a robin landed near him, methodically finding food without worry, embodying Jesus's teaching about birds, neither sowing nor reaping, yet being cared for by God. The experience taught him to be more like a bird, doing what he was created to do and then celebrating it, embracing wonder rather than worry. Perhaps our souls need less data and more moments watching robins find breakfast. Carlos spent years assuming his elderly white neighbor James was racist because of a single black bunny statue among white ones in his yard. When Carlos finally confronted him, James revealed the truth. "It's my way of saying that I believe your life matters." He'd painted it black during Black Lives Matter protests, honoring the black woman who'd raised him like another mother. Carlos, who taught others about racial bias, needed the lesson himself. He apologized, recorded their conversation, and shared it online, where it went viral. Their awkward beginning transformed into genuine friendship. This experience reveals a fundamental truth: seeing requires proximity. The biblical story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch illustrates this. Philip was instructed to approach someone racially and sexually different. True seeing means setting aside our opinions, agendas, and egos to genuinely enter in. We're called to see people even when we disagree with their bumper stickers, whether conservative, liberal, Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, or pro-life. It means demonstrating that despite your convictions, you see them, moving beyond concern about others' judgments to authentic human connection. Within 24 hours of sharing his family's struggles, flooded basement, totaled car, veterinary emergencies, donations flooded in. Supporters covered every expense, including their daughter's substantial 2019 hospital debt. By sunset, they were debt-free except their mortgage. The remarkable aspect? Donors never questioned his political stance or beliefs. They simply responded to human need with human kindness. Carlos draws parallels to Jesus' first miracle at Cana, where he transformed water into approximately 908 bottles of premium wine for a celebration already ending. This deliberate excess serves as a template for being human, giving beyond what's necessary. Extravagance is personal. For some, thousands of dollars. For others, sharing a meal or offering time when time is scarce. The essential question: what meaningful sacrifice are you willing to make today to help liberate another person? In a world measuring worth by productivity, we've forgotten that being human means showing up without calculation or condition. Your neighbor with the opposing political sign? Human. The stranger whose lifestyle contradicts your beliefs? Human. We were designed for harmony, not despite our differences, but because of them. The most revolutionary act in our divided world isn't posting the perfect argument. It's choosing love when everything screams for division.